Hello, hello. Welcome back.
Hey, y'all.
Welcome back to this week's episode of The Perspective. My name is Raylene Inez.
And I'm Destiny Denise.
And welcome to The Perspective.
Hey, we did that on point today. We need to do that every week, like in unison. We together as one. We on point today.
Right.
Woo. Right. How you doing?
I'm doing good, girl.
I'm doing good, too. The weather's nice. Life is great. Like, capital G-R-E-A-T. Like,
with an exclamation
point. Man, like, everything has just been going pretty good. Pretty good for the most part. I made a bucket list. Summer coming up. So I've just been trying to think of things that haven't done, you know? Maybe things I haven't done since I was a child. Like, I want to get out and explore and just live life and just be happy like I am right now. Like, I just went on this happy high, y'all. What about you?
I'm good. I mean, work still. It's work.
Okay. We're going to need to get you on a vacation soon.
Vegas.
Yes. Viva Las Vegas.
You know, speaking of Vegas, you know, a lot of people are going out there for the Memorial Weekend. Yeah. You know, Memorial Day coming up. Parties is finna be popping.
You already
know. This week's episode of The Perspective is L.A. party culture.
Yeah. Yeah.
Basically. That's what we're talking about today. So, what are your kind of like views and opinions on like the
L.A. party culture? L.A. party culture is, it's in its own, you know, known like worldwide. When people come to LA, the first place they try to shoot to is Hollywood, you know? I also think that a part of LA culture is not just Hollywood. Like, it's so many other variety of, you know, of different things that fall into that category of LA party culture. Like, I recently just heard of something called a silent party. Have you heard of that?
A silent party.
You go in the party and you pay, you know, you pay for your ticket and they give you headphones. They give you Bluetooth headphones and you put it on and you listen to whatever song you want to listen to. So it could be a room of 50 people and all 50 people could be listening to something totally different in their headphones. Hey. And y'all just all dancing and you walk in and you just see people with headphones on dancing like, wait a minute, what's going on? Like, something don't seem right. But,
I want to go.
You know, that so I so think fun. That LA party culture is evolving. Like, it's broadening the perspective of, you know, the glitz and the glam and the quote-unquote Hollywood. Like, that's how I feel. What about you?
I like the LA party culture. I love all aspects of it. You know, from the pool parties to the club.
To the strip clubs. No, I'm just kidding.
Them too.
That's a part of the LA party culture, definitely.
Even down to them hood parties, man.
Gotta love the hood parties. Gotta love them. You know, not too ratchet, though. Not too ratchet.
I like to get ratchet.
I don't know, because I just feel like, for me, I'm just so cautious. Sometimes ratchet equals unsafe. And let's just keep it 100. Sometimes ratchet equals unsafe. You know the parts of the hood where you do not want to go if it's a function. You got to pass. You know what? I'm going to sit this one out. I'll see y'all next week. Holla at me. Like, you know, it's just certain things that me personally, I just be like, okay. I'm not really jumping headfirst in everything jumps up. Like, oh, that's popping. Let's go. That's popping. I'll be like, let me think about it. Let me ponder on it. Let me do my research. Let me, you know how people be yelping stuff. Let me look it up. Let me look up their Instagram. Let me do some research before I'm just hi ho, let's go. Like,
yeah. But I do love LA party culture in general. It's just
definitely.
I like the vibe.
It's lit.
We just bring amongst each other. Like, it's really dope. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Especially going to like diverse party culture. It's really fun. Yeah,
when you're able to go to different things that bring different people together. That's always good to see different, like a melting pot. Yeah. And y'all all are there for, y'all have one thing in common. Y'all just there to get lit.
And to party. And to vibe. And to, you know, have fun. So let's go ahead and get into this question of the day. Question of the day is, how would you best describe LA party culture?
Okay, we kind of already dug into
it. We kind of did. Yeah, we kind of got
To piggyback off what I said, splitting it into categories, I would say, for me, I have LA party culture kind of divided. It's not all one thing because not everybody have the same vibes. Like, for example, I can go to Playhouse. I can get dressed up and, you know, do the whole Playhouse thing. But my whole vibe is like colors, where you could just come as you are. Like, I could come in there like this and just vibe out, get a drink, and just have the time of my life. Yes. Like, and everybody is just there on the same level. It's not about, you know, necessarily what you wearing or, you know, what you bring in or how much money you throwing out or trying to, you know, who can bring the most bottles to their section. Like, that's what I like. My, you know, my scene to be like, but it's just a lot. You have your artsy parties, you have your day party, you have people, you have your pool parties. What's another part of LA party culture? I say, to me, the more, like, cause I have brothers and they're more so, like, we're different. Like, I go to my club, like, they always ask me, like, are you going to Colors? They're more so into the, like, the penthouse and the playhouses and, you know, what was it used to, what's the other one?
Graystone
and all that. Like, that's cool. That's another side. That's where you got your who's who. Like, that's what I call it. Like, you have your regular people that just go out for a good time, but those type of clubs, it's really about the section. Like,
exactly.
You know, you're going to get a section. You're going to pop bottles. You're going to, you know, bring the streamers to your table, stuff like that. It's all fun to me. Like, I've dibbled and dabbled in every little, you know, little bubble. I say that, like, me, I'm not the type to just be fiending for a club or a social setting. Like, I'm an ambivert. I'm an introvert and extrovert. The extrovert side of me, I can, you know, go out and do my thing, but I sometimes don't mind chilling at home with my blunt, watching Lifetime movies. Raylene knows this. Every weekend I record at least 6 Lifetime movies. Like, I'm really, like, I don't mind.
What, like, you be watching, y'all? It'll blow your mind.
People be calling me crazy. They be like, you watching them crazy Lifetime movies? I'd be like, yep. Like, but I just don't mind it. But all, like, I don't cash judgment. You know how you see on social media, like, people be like, oh, girls who party every weekend or boys who party every weekend. If that's their lifestyle, if that's what they want to do, like, that's their own prerogative. That's how I feel. Like, they lit. Like, they feel like they sleep when they dead, then they gonna sleep when they dead. It's they life. Like, and that's why I feel like LA party culture is kind of changing a little bit. Like, as far as, like, it's kind of like, I don't know, like, based on how when we used to, like, party when we were younger, like, 18, 19, 20, like, everybody was, like, in one setting. Like, that's how I remember, like, some of the people I follow on social media today. Like, we being in that big party. But now it's kind of like, now that we're getting older, everybody's kind of finding their vibe and their niche and really what gravitates towards them. And not, you know, it's not always, let's be lit, let's go, you know, go to Hollywood. Like, it's just other things. Like, some people prefer bars. Like, I've been seeing recently, like, a lot of, like, game bars. Like, you go to the bar and it's like got the old school games and arcade stuff. Like, so I think it LA party culture is so diverse.
It's very diverse.
What about you?
I would best describe LA party culture, I would probably best describe it, like, I just feel like it's all wherever you are, whether you're a Playhouse, whether if you're at Colors, whether you're at a hood function, pool party, whatever. I just kind of feel like LA party culture is pretty much everyone just coming together just to catch a vibe and have a good time.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that's what makes, to me, like, LA party culture is so dope, because
definitely
everyone's there for a different purpose. Everyone's there, like, having a good time. Mm-hmm. I feel like at a party, especially in LA, like, you're able to just let loose and be free and be yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what made me start going to parties, like, at my younger ages, like 18, 19. Because when I went and just seen everybody just let loose and have fun, that's what I like to see. I hate going to a party and everyone's just standing up.
Yeah.
Looking like big old wallflowers. If you don't dance and let loose and have fun, definitely, I love seeing people have fun.
Yeah.
Because it makes me want to have fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and a lot of things go on, like, within the LA party culture as well. Like, it's so much networking, because, like, we're going to touch bases on this throughout forever, I guess, the show. Because millennials and people in our age bracket, like, we're just on this wave of creativity and just really progressing and elevating our artistry. And art, like I say, art comes in different forms, whether it's music, fashion, you know, science. I think that's an art to me. Like, if you are able to use your brain, like, you got something going on. But, and we're using that to elevate ourselves. And we're also using, like, every time I go out now versus when I didn't see my purpose and my path and, you know, kind of living my truth, I would just go out just to go out and just, you know, have fun, go home. But now when I go out, I always meet someone, whether it's a tattoo artist, photographer, a model like myself, an actress, an actor, somebody who's in real estate. Like, I'm always meeting someone who's into going into elevating something themselves. Bigger. You know, yeah. Bigger than what's around us and what's going on. Exactly. They have a bigger purpose. Like, yeah, I'm here, but my purpose is so much greater. And when I see people like that, and like they say, your vibe attracts your tribe, it's like it's an instant connection to those people. And that's where the fun comes in. It's like, mm-hmm. Oh my God, like, I'm connecting with so many people and being able to, you know, just share my story and listen to theirs and just vibe. Exactly. Like, it just feels so good. But I know this is off topic, but speaking of party culture, and I know it's Throwback Thursday, when was your first party? When was the first party you went to? And what age?
I was 17.
Okay, you were 17, your first party?
It was right after high school. It was, like, towards the end of the summer. And one of, like, a couple of our college friends was going to college, and he, like, rented this venue. And I wore this black dress. I never forget. I went with my best friends, Maurice and Devontae. Shout out to y'all, too. I went with them. Oh, my God. Maurice just got drunk and stood there. Me and Devontae danced all night. My feet was hurting. I took my shoes off. I didn't know. I was so drunk. I just had so much fun.
Right.
Like, and my mom picked me up and dropped me off at the party. I had to try to act like I was. Oh, wow. My God. Yeah, my daughter can definitely not party at 17, no.
Yeah, my first party, I was 16, and I snuck there. Like, it was me and one of my old best friends and my best friend, Eris, and they were like, oh, you want to go to this party tonight? I'm like, you know, I'm like, oh, I don't know. Like, should I tell my mom? And my friend Taylor, she's like, don't tell her. Like, she thinks you're at my house. Like, let's just go. Well, we go, and one of my brothers is there, and I'm like, oh, snap. And he come up to me like, Destiny, what you doing here? I'm like, mama know I'm here. Like, I tried to play it off. He like, oh, okay. Soon as he walk away, I call my mom. I'm like, mom, hey, I'm at this party. But girl's here with me. And she was like, okay, you guys be careful. I'm like, ooh, thank you, Jesus. Like, I played that. That could have went way left. Like, but, you know, smooth Destiny. I'm a smooth Scorpio, so y'all know.
Man, oh man. Okay, so how do you fit in the LA party culture? Like, when you walk in a party, how do you fit in? Like,
I kind of call myself a chameleon because I'm able to fit in and connect with anyone. Not necessarily anyone, but like just taking different vibes in different settings, I'm able to be in that setting and not feel out of place or, you know, be like a needle, you know, sticking out like a sore thumb. I can just, you know, dig the vibes. Even if I'm not digging the music, I can still make it a good time and still enjoy myself and still have people gravitate towards me, surprisingly, like, regardless of the, you know, the scene. That's how I fit in. But like I said, I really love, like, I'm more into, like, vibes, like stuff that where it's just like you just able to just really feel the music and just really Absolutely. Enjoy yourself. It's not about the, like I say, the glitz and the glam and all of that. That's why, you know, them hood parties, some of them be cool. You can go feel the vibe and just, like I said, but sometimes it's unsafe. But when it's safe, you able to go feel the vibe and just really enjoy yourself and
have a ball. Like,
absolutely. That's why I'm excited for summer, because summer, like, you know, this, like I told my sister, like, when the sun come out, that's when you see all the little pool party flyers popping up on mm-hmm. Instagram, you see day parties, like, I'm ready for it. Like, I'm ready to go I have a good time.
In the daytime. And
meeting people. Why not meet people? We're young. Like, get out, have fun, enjoy life. You don't want to regret it when you looking back and you telling your children stories about your life, and then you pondering, like, I wish I would have done more, or I wish I would have done. You know, I want to be able to tell my children with pride, like, I did this, that, and the third. Like, I was, you know, having the time of my life. And another thing I said I wanted to get into is taking more pictures of those memories. So
absolutely.
Because
iPhones are, they're trash.
But like, how do you fit in to the party culture of LA?
Oh, I kind of feel like I evolved, like, 1, 2, 3, like, in steps. Like, when I first started partying, I was the ratchet guy.
Hey, like, you was on the
A. I was in there, like, just let
tongue out all that.
Oh, see, look, I'm messing up.
You probably was the type bumping all into people with your ratchetness.
Hey, I was having fun, though. Like, for real. I was really having fun. And then, you know, then I went from that kind of side, and then it's like, as I got older, I kind of like to chill out on it. Like, I'll still dance every now and then, but I kind of like chilled out. And now I'm just kind of more so like, I could just vibe anywhere, anytime, and have a good time. Like, I could vibe anywhere, anytime, any day, any place, right. You know, wherever I'm at. I try to make the best out of any situation. I like to go into any party, every party, with a good vibe. Right. My bud, my vibe, my tribe, my girls, and just have a good time.
Definitely.
Like, I feel like a lot of people in LA forget about the whole moral of a party.
That's the evolution of a party, too, like, throughout the time.
And vibe.
With our parents and stuff, like, and how they did back in the day, and how they party, how their version of having a good time, like, they used to be at the skating rings, and, you know, they had actual spots within their neighborhoods that they all went to, mm-hmm. and you know that they were just in that their own little area. But now, because we've had expanded, like, we be all over the city, like, mm-hmm. so it's everywhere, versus how our parents were. It was just like, all right, every weekend we going down to Woofty Woo Bowling Alley or Woofty Woo Skating Ring or this. You know, my parents, they always tell me little stories about, you know, certain places that they party.
Yeah, same here. Absolutely.
Definitely so. It has evolved.
All right, so we're going to go ahead and get into a quick break. When we get back, we're going to talk a little bit more of the party culture, the do's and the don'ts. Is LA party culture a lifestyle? Tune in. We'll be right back. Sunshine when she's gone.
Okay. That's the jam.
Welcome back, you guys. Welcome back to The Perspective. All right, now, this is segment 2 of The Perspective called What's Your Perspective? All right.
What's your perspective? All right. I just had to say it.
All right.
Okay.
You... All right.
See, so, I knew you were going to say it. I should have said it with you. I should have said all right.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to leave you alone.
So this week's episode on The Perspective, What's Your Perspective topic, status quotes of the LA party culture. Okay, my perspective, the status quo, meaning, you know, hair, nails, outfit, shoes. That pretty much fits in the status quo of a party,
right? Yeah, definitely. So I feel like with the status quo, like, it's like you kind of have to be a certain, you have to fit into a certain box or a certain element in order to fit certain, I guess, party standards. Like, yeah. You know, certain clubs in Hollywood, they have dress codes and things like that. But sometimes it's taken a little bit further. Like, and I've witnessed it, like, going to, example, Penthouse. You have the promoters. You have a line full of people. Like, line full of people. And he's walking, like, you, come in. You know, it's like, okay, is, like, what is this? Or is this an actual line or a lineup?
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Like, it's no longer aligned with some of these parties. It becomes a a contest of, you know, who's the baddest and who, you know, and it's mainly projected towards women. Like, let's Absolutely. Be real, especially when it comes to the party culture. Because with the men, as long as you have money that's in all LA, that matters. That's all that matters. If you have money, you're in. Like, and that's sad too, that money is everything in LA. That's why some people shy away, because that's not who they are, you know? Like,
exactly.
I just want to be me and go comfortable and be in this, you know, be able to be in this environment and enjoy myself, and I can't. And that's why, in turn, certain things like colors are created for people who just want to come at, like they say at church, come as you are, like, and just have a good time, be able to buy a drink and not worry about being judged or being looked at, or, you know, like.
It's like colors is like literally like a judgment-free zone. And then yeah. It's like when you go.
It's like the Planet Fitness of clubs.
Oh, my goodness. No, you didn't. The Planet Fitness, the club.
You know how they say judgment free zone? Like, for real. Like, honestly, like.
I love the vibe that I get from colors.
And, like, and that, and even with me, like, for example, as back in maybe a year and a half ago, as a young 21, 22-year-old, I, you know, my weight was an issue for me. But I was, like, very insecure of going out to the clubs and stuff, because it's, like, I know what it brings. You're gonna be standing outside for hours and hours. Like, you get
your
so
feet gonna be
you know
hurting.
It's like, why are why and in turn it makes the LA party culture, I feel like, makes women some women insecure.
Absolutely.
When it comes to the status quo, you know, you have like going to certain clubs and like
not getting in.
Like, and you have like women who got quote unquote builder bodies. Like, how can you compete where you don't compare? Like, these bitches is like Barbies. And, you know, and there's nothing wrong with that. Like, if that's what you want, if you got it, flaunt it, you know. But it creates a divide between the women when the man is in charge. I said the man. Like, when a man is in charge and he's able to be like, you, come in, you know. Exactly. It's so bad. Like, with the man, I feel like they have to keep up, too. Because that's.
They got to have, like, the money, the shoes.
Yeah, I was just about to say, like, the wardrobe.
It's like, mainly if they got a nice little wardrobe and they got money in their pocket, the promoter gonna be like, all right, don't even trip.
Yeah, like.
But with women, it's more so like, your hair gotta be on point.
Everything, down to your toes, like,
your feet, like, your nails, your
not
outfit.
Saying that that's a bad thing to keep it on point, like, because as a woman, you should want to keep yourself up. But it's like, it's kind of like 10, it's like, no, but it's like 10 notches up. Yeah. When it comes to the club, like, yeah, your hair is done, but is your hair laid and slayed, okay?
Like, did you get that hair from the beauty supply on the little rack that's the little yakky, or did you go and get that Brazilian body wave? Yeah. Like, it's sad that men know the difference and really can be able to tell. Yeah, like, it's crazy.
Keeping up with that and all of that, it really does create a divide. It creates that quote-unquote broke and paid culture. Like, you broke while I'm paid. Like, just because you're in a club blowing it don't mean you paid. That means you stupid. Like, you should be investing.
And you still could be broke in a club, too.
You can still be broke in a club. We know some broke dudes that find their way to the club and to the bars and to the Taco Tuesdays and the Wing Wednesdays and Freaky Friday. They be everywhere, but they be broke.
That part.
I think... Also, I was about to say something. I forgot.
Well,
brain fart.
Well, let me just.
Bring it back. Reel me in.
But with the status quo, yes, like you said, it does create a divide. It also creates insecurities for women. I just kind of feel like with these standards that they have us for women and for men, in order for us to get in the club, I just feel like it's just so. It's so, to me, it's ignorant, because I just feel like, what's the purpose of even, like, why can't everybody just pay their money and get in and just have a good time? Why? Because, we in Hollywood, their status. I mean, yeah, but, and I understand dress codes, too, but they don't have to take it to the notch that they do in this day and age. And, like, they don't have to do that.
And also, I feel like LA party culture targets black women, too. Because I remember reading a story about a club owner. I forgot which club it was in Hollywood. And he was emailing an artist. And he was telling him, like, oh, yeah, we're going to have, you know, girls for you. But, like, no black girls, basically. Like... And that's what happens in the party culture, too. Like, I was explaining to Raylene before a couple of days before the show, a lot of people don't know, you know how you have companies and it's the big man behind the company? Well, the big people behind these clubs are usually the foreigners, the Armenians, and, you know, the people who own all the hookah bars. Like, they got Hollywood sold up and we don't know that. But in turn, that's who they control, they crowd who comes in. Yeah, your black men could come in, but we don't want your black women. Like, we want foreign girls. We want the black girls with the long weaves and the caked up faces, and you know, like, they don't want me and you, like, and that also is it's kind of sad, like, about our how we're subjected to being treated because of the color of our skin. That's what it goes back to. Like, you don't, like, what is it, because the kinks in my hair? Like, I don't understand, like, what's the difference between me and her? We have the same female anatomy, boobs, booty. Like, what? Like,
that's real sad.
It's really sad. Yeah. Yeah. It's...
Let's get it together, LA culture. Number one. Let's stop
paying. I feel like we need more, like, you know how they say black-owned? We need more black-owned
like
clubs.
Chocolate City off of,
is that Chocolate City?
Thin Line Between Love and Hate.
Yeah.
Chocolate City. We need Chocolate City.
But we need more. We need more black on everything, realistically. But, like, you know, having our own would be nice.
Like colors, for example.
Yes.
That's
shout
black
out to
owned.
Jabari. Like, yes.
That's black,
like,
owned.
You know, and starting really our dope. Own, our own, having our own platform, you know, and just welcoming our own. Like, and even though colors is not just for black people, like, it's all walks of life, all different types of people in there, and we're just all vibing and just vibing and trapping, like, because it's just, it's really dope, but moving
absolutely.
Along, we'll see, moving along.
Party do's and don'ts, party etiquette, okay. My perspective on party etiquettes are do's and don'ts. Here's my do's. Have fun, turn up, vibe, enjoy the time, meet people. My party don'ts is don't get too drunk. That's number one, because don't nobody got time to be babysitting your grown self. That's number one. Ain't nobody got time to be holding your hair back. You need to hold your own hair back. If only if you my friend, like if you my dog, okay, I got you. No problem. But ladies in the club, let's try to hold our liquor. Don't consume if you can't handle it.
Yeah.
Number two.
Too many.
I understand when people vibe and, you know, let's say you with a, like a dude and you a girl and you vibe and stuff like that. And then y'all, you know, y'all gonna get to kissing and stuff. First, okay, I don't mind that walking by y'all. Oh, y'all cute, y'all vibing. But I don't like to see y'all just, y'all need a room. Like, it look like to a
oh, Mac Daddy in it up?
Yeah, like, I don't.
They filling the liquor in the song.
That's fine. But they need to get a room for that behind a door and four walls. Third, what is my, ooh, this is a good one for all my 420 people. Okay, you in the club, you blowing, having a good time. I really hate when you, I'm gonna call y'all the fiends, cause y'all be walking around the club
fiends,
trying to hit on everybody's blunt. No. I don't know where your lips been. So don't tap me talking about some, can I hit y'all blunt? No! Don't know you, okay? If you're not a part of my circle, my friends, no. If I ain't come here with you, no. For real. Now, here's the difference. It's a difference between when you meet somebody outside of the setting, you know, in the little smoker section, and y'all want to match. You got a light, you got the... And y'all start doing
some
that.
How high type stuff.
That's fine. But when you walk around the club,
weed.
Where's it at? Oh, you get on my nerves.
Like a hound dog.
Oh, yeah. And my last party etiquette don't is, I have no problem with twerking, but, because I'm a twerker myself, and that's fun for me. But my only don't with the twerking is, ladies, when we feeling it, be around us your surroundings, okay? Because sometimes I be trying to walk past y'all and y'all be getting it. Hey, y'all doing y'all, but spill
that's
my drink, man.
Earlier.
You spill my drink, it's like...
I said you look like the type to let your ratchetness get out of control and be backing it up.
Who, me?
Yes.
When I was younger, though.
Okay,
but
whatever.
No, I still be...
Right, you be backing it up. I feel it.
I do. I had no problem with that, but I be trying. But when I do it, it's kind of like you driving a car. You got to look for your surroundings. Look over your shoulder.
Look over your shoulders, honey. Ooh.
Michael Jackson. But what do you say? What you think about the do's and don'ts of party etiquette of LA party culture? That's me.
I would say, ooh, I have a lot. Y'all ready? Some of my do's, do have a good time. Do come out and vibe, like she said. Do come to enjoy the scenery. Do come with a positive mindset.
Yes.
Maybe a lot of people out there with a lot of stuff on their mind and the liquor getting their system, and that's what, like, just come out with a clear mindset. Don't come with anything on your mind. Don't come talking about the dude back home. Don't be come trying to yell at you. I hate when you in a club and your friend, I can't believe he did that to me. What? You know, girl, don't try to have a conversation with me about your man that did you wrong while we in the club. We is here to have a good time. That's just an example. I'm not saying none of my friends did that. That's just an example. Another one of my dudes, do come prepared.
Yes.
And what I mean by prepared is just come. How can I put
with your own party supply?
Thank you. Like, I was like, how can I put this?
Come with your own, like, party supply, like, meaning your own weed, your own liquor, your own Dutchess, your own lighter,
right? Like,
come your own blunt splitter. Yeah. Like, I could name it all.
Come with a little kit, like, you know, like, you, yeah. Just come with a little kid.
If you
don't really have a lot of party dues, because, like, I feel like everybody should know the party dues. You know, like, put on deodorant. We don't want no merch boxes this summer.
When you go into a party, like,
it's
a house
too hot.
And you just,
it's too hot for people to be mercy. We too grown for people to be mercy. It's too much deodorant out here for people to be mercy. Okay. Okay. That's all my do's.
Okay.
Now my don'ts. All right, let's get to it. For my men, do not. Even if I'm looking like a snack, a bag of chips, and with dip, do not grab me if I'm walking by. Okay?
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that one.
Don't do that, because my reflexes,
I'm going to punch you in your face.
I might give you a munch. Whoa, wait a minute. Like, you might get a munch. Don't grab me by my arm. Don't do that. And especially, I know the liquor be in your system, and you don't know how aggressive you are with the liquor, but try to be conscious and aware of that this summer, men. Like, women, we're not your toys. We're not your objects to just grab on and touch on, like, regardless of how we are looking, you know?
Absolutely.
Period. That's disrespectful, and it crosses the line. Let's work on drawing the line between having self-control, because we know the weather is hot, and you know us women, we like to dress according to the weather. So we're going to dress, we're going to show skin, our skin is going to be glowing. Yes, my thighs is going to be showing, bars. That don't mean you can come and, you know, be all up in my personal space and, what's your name? Can I get your number? You got a man? You can't have friends? Like, pause. Like, hello?
How are you doing?
Like, let's work up. Like, don't. Please don't be overly aggressive. It's too hot. And I'm just trying to have a good time. Like, if it is, I'm the type of person, it's going to flow. If me and somebody naturally flow, don't force it. Don't be all up, hey, like, you know? Another one of my, I do have a do. Black people, let's do get in the pool at the pool parties this summer. Can we get in the pools? I'm trying to get in the pool. I'm trying to have fun. I'm trying to have a beach ball party.
You can get in the pool.
Girl.
I can't swim.
Girl, you could stand there 3 feet. I just need people feet in the water, 10 toes down.
Okay, well, I'm going to be 10 toes sitting at the edge of the pool.
Oh, my God. Like, I need people
you
to.
You know what happened to me.
Oh, my God. 3 feet? 3 feet?
No, it was 8.
Raylene, you're 5'6". 3 feet is not going to kill you.
It might.
See, this is what I'm talking about. She do get in the pool, black people, this summer. We're going to get Raylene in a life jacket.
I need the little...
Maybe some of my don'ts for my women, particularly. Let's leave the beefs at home. Let's start being ladylike. Like, I'm tired of seeing women on Instagram and Snap spazzing at the club. I know you spent all your money on your hair, your nails, your outfit to be rolling around in liquor, in dirty liquor on the floor. Like, let's work on that. I know you can't help it sometimes. You got to do what you got to do. But, you know, let's really work on
just... Let's not try to be...
Okay, ladies. You know how we are when we in the bathroom and we be drunk? Oh, my God. You're so pretty. What's your name? I love your outfit. Like, let's work on being on that inside the club, okay? Because when we inside the club, everybody be mean mugging and side-eyeing and who is that? Like, let's just work on having a good time. Like, another, speaking of staring and side-eyeing, men, don't stare at me the whole party, then DM me the next morning saying you saw me.
Ooh.
That's weird. Let's not do that, okay? Let's work on better communication skills between our people. Like, if you see me out, I don't bite. I'm not mean. I will say hello. I might even have a conversation with you. But don't be, like, that's going to creep me out if you watch me the whole night and then you hit me up, like, yeah, I saw you.
But what if he was shy?
He was looking nice. Let's work on breaking the shyness, because I'm working on that myself, because I myself, I'm a shy person. But let's work on breaking it out, you know? Maybe another one of my don'ts is, or maybe do, self-control. Like you said, like, honestly, alcohol is not all that good for you to be the way that you are, like, sloppy drunk. Like, I'd rather you be super high than sloppily drunk. Because, like, just think about the effects of alcohol. You wake up with a hangover. You be having a headache. Your eyes be sensitive to light. You be thirsty. You have cotton mouth. Like, just all type of stuff. You know,
hydrated.
So, let's just work on having better self-control. Another probably do. Let's do get more lit. Like, more parties. Yes, let's connect as one.
Yeah,
let's be lit. Like, because I feel like the more people, the more connections you have, the more networking, the more links that are connected to people. Like, and it just, you know, like the World Wide Web. The World Wide People. Like, let's just connect. I just love people, and I love to connect if y'all don't irritate me and y'all not stupid. So, let's do it.
Ow.
You look like you're doing your Billie Jean. I was looking at you like, girl. Like,
my finger is sensitive.
Okay, like, Nubby Smalls. She got a nub on her middle finger. It ain't no fingernail there.
Yeah,
so her name is Nubby.
And you know when, like, your nail grow back, when it fall off, like, it's, like, sensitive.
And
so,
it's Nubby. Yeah, we know. Nubby.
Okay, so quick question about the LA party culture. How do you feel do you feel like LA party culture affects relationships?
Definitely. So,
it messed up mine.
When it comes to not even just LA party culture period, because it just creates a whole, like I was saying earlier, when you have the baddest women of the baddest and you have the finest, not even the finest, but you got the man with the money and the man with the flashy clothes and the man with the nice car and the jewelry. It's easy for any weak-willed man or weak-willed woman to get caught up in that lifestyle. I'm not saying everyone now. Mind you, I'm saying weak-willed. If you're not weak-willed, don't put on the shoe because it don't fit you, okay?
Exactly.
But it's a lot of weak, and in turn, it creates the turmoil in the relationships because they're so weak-minded and able to, you know? And especially with social media, you know, men and women, you know if your significant other is going out, you know you're going to watch their snaps. You're going to stalk their snaps. You're going to stalk who's in the background. You're going to stalk the voices that you hear. You know? So it's like, why even put yourself in a position because you know you're going to have to go home to that and explain that? Why even do that? And that's where it creates bad communication skills. It's like a domino effect because a man feels like he doesn't have to explain. Oh, I'm just at a party. They just, you know, they just females. They ain't nobody. Like, you know? It just creates a whole lot of nothing. Now, you have those couples who go out and party together. You have couples who, you know, meet in a club. You have couples who are party promoters together. Like, it's just a whole lot of the lifestyle.
Yeah, absolutely.
LA party culture, I would say maybe the strip culture. You have men who, like, I've never come across a man like this, but you have men who really love the strip clubs. Like, they want to go to the booty bars, bro. They like booty that. Bars. Like, I mean, it is booty in there, but they like that. Nothing wrong with it. Nothing against it. But if you have a man who's into the BBs and you have a woman who's, you know, slightly conservative, who's like, okay, yeah, that's cool. But what are you getting out of going there every single weekend type thing? You know, like how is that benefiting you? Same thing with the club lifestyle. Someone in a relationship, if you're single, the party lifestyle is yours. That's your playground. Like, but once you get into a relationship, it's a little different. It becomes, okay, what are you really going out for? Like, okay, what is your purpose?
And this was my problem in my relationship, mm-hmm. because my ex felt like as if I went out too much. And I used to be like, I don't go. Everyone goes to the club for a different reason.
Right.
When I go to the club, when I was in that relationship, I went for the music, the vibe, the good time, and the network.
Right.
When I didn't get caught up in shaking my butt on any other man or talking to any other men, I didn't get caught up in that. I was real.
Tunnel vision for your purpose.
My tunnel vision was, okay, let me network a little bit. Mm-hmm. Okay, I do have a podcast and I'm trying to get off the ground. Let me see who I can find in this club because everyone comes there.
Right.
Whether you are an artist, like you said, a music artist, a photographer, an actress, a singer, a dancer, don't matter. Everybody comes there all at once to vibe, connect, and have a good time. And that's why the main reason why I was going there was to do that. And you know, my significant other at the time, he just did not see that. He felt like I was going there to meet other niggas and not to call y'all niggas, to meet other men and, you know, cheat and all that stuff.
Yeah, but that was never the case.
Like, I went to simply network, have a good time with my girls. Like,
yeah,
I love going to the club with my girls and see my friends get loose. It's just fun. Because they don't act like that in real life. But when you get in a party setting, you know, you get a little liquor and you start to chat. Honestly,
men and women alike, some of y'all are vultures. Like, when y'all be in y'all, like I call it hunting mode. When you're in hunting mode, nothing can stop you. Like, I can smell the hunger. Yeah, the thirst on your breath. Like, I'm a person, I'm very in tune with myself and in tune with vibes. So I know when a person is coming at me, I read people very well. So I'm able to read your intentions before you even tell me. So when I see those type of people coming to me and that energy, and I just be like, no, 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 no. Like, you know, because I know what you want. You're here for what? You have those men. Okay, I'm just out here to get my, you know, to get to smash, get a couple numbers. I always get that. Like, and that's why in turn, like, I stopped giving out my number. Like, it used to be when I go to the clubs, like, I'm walking out or something, or, you know, I'll see somebody like, oh, you cute. We stop, chop it up for a little quick second. Oh, let me get your number. Let me get your snap. All right, for sure. And it's always the same thing. What you doing tonight? You want to come over? Bruh, it's 1:30 in the morning. I just met you. I'm lit. You're lit. It's only one possible thing you want right now. I'm reading between the lines. I don't even have to ask you, you know? And then they always hit you with that, who said up? Well, then I catch you in the daylight. Like,
for real, that
when I'm sobered up and cool, you know? And in turn, it's just like, it's sickening. And for some of you females, it's like that too. Because I got homeboys that then showed me how y'all get when y'all drunk. How we get when we drunk. Because I know I didn't probably sent a few checks. But that's probably to my booze. Not to nobody I've never, you know, first met. Like, well, not my booze. Not plural. I'm not a player. Please. I'll be having to justify myself on this show. Oh, my gosh. But, when it comes to relationships in the party culture, I feel like it creates insecurities, but I feel like also it's also it goes off of trust in your relationship. Like,
absolutely. If you ain't got trust, you ain't got nothing.
And no one should compare to your significant other, bar none, if you're really secure. Like me, if I think you fine and you mind, go ahead and enjoy yourself, baby. Let them see what I got. Like, just don't try nothing. You know? Or you're going to be on the chopping block.
For real.
Bars. I be having little witty, like, I'm going to come out with a book. Just the sayings that I say throughout every day. It's going to be like a little book, like this big. And it's going to have, like,
Destiny's 40.
Destiny's witty shit. That's what it's going to say. And it's going to be coming to a Barnes & Noble's near you.
Okay. All right. Now, do you think that the LA party culture is a lifestyle, maybe? Like, can it be a lifestyle?
Definitely.
Is
so
it
people, a lifestyle? People get caught up in a lifestyle. Definitely so. And you have it where it becomes an addiction. Like I say, everybody has an addiction. Partying be an addiction. You're addicted to that life, that fast life, the music, the drinks, the loudness. Like, I tell my brother, I have a brother, he's addicted. I tell him he's addicted to the fast life. Like, he loves that. Like, he has pictures of him drinking gallons of Hennessy. Like, he loves it. If you like it, hey, that's but it becomes, okay, what are you doing? How is this benefiting you? Because some people, they get caught up in that lifestyle and their actual real life passed them by.
That part?
They be looking forward to the weekend so much and partying and not investing in themselves. And by the time they're 40, 45, they looking up and they just working, and they didn't party their life away. Now they don't really have that cushion to go and party anymore because, number one, you're older, you know, you have to work, you probably have children. So you really in work mode 100% of the time. And that's when, in turn, people have midlife crisis because it's like, I don't know what I'm doing. Some people have midlife crisis because they spent their whole 20s not partying, and then they turn around and be like, what am I doing? And then some people get caught up in this lifestyle and this party and blow all their money. And now social media is added into that. So you're doing it for the snap. You're doing it for the gram. But then when we 30, 31, 32, and everybody got their accomplishments and they're owning stuff and their credit is nice and everything is going right and you... And they see you working, you know, just a BS 9-to-5. Like, oh, you seen Wooty Woo? Like, he work here, or they work there, you know, because you're not investing in yourself and bettering yourself. Like, you're letting the lifestyle get a hold of you. Just think about every average person who goes out every weekend and spends X. Say you go out, spend 20 for the club, you spend 20 on gas, you spend 15 for parking, you spend 10 to 20 for drinks, you know, and if you got weed, you spend, you know, 10 to whatever for that. That, in turn, becomes expenses.
For real.
And you add that into your life expenses, your monthly expenses, that adds up at the end of the year.
Sure do.
That becomes money you could have put somewhere else. Half of that could be something you put into yourself, into a commercial building, into stocks, something to elevate yourself. That's where the lifestyle becomes damaging.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not using it to elevate yourself. Some people, you see people out here partying, maybe they're promoters. Maybe they have a bigger purpose, you know? But it's some of those people who are regular, schmegular Joes. And like we were saying earlier, be broke and just flexing.
For real.
And it's like, okay, that's not an accomplishment having, I don't know what people think. Having a section at the club is like they got a degree or something, but it's not an accomplishment. Like, I feel those vibes from people. Like, when they had a section and stuff, like, they feel like they're on top of the world. Okay, in about 5 hours, you're back down. Like, you're back down. Welcome to the real world. Like, we eye to eye, bro, you know? So it's like, don't let that become a part of who you are. Don't let that become your mindset and your frame of mind that because you have a section, you're on in life. You're not.
That's really sad because people really think like
that. They think like that. Because you have a section at Playhouse or Penthouse, you own in life.
Okay.
That's so like, that's how I look at people. I'd be like, okay, like, you got a section. Like, that's cool. Like,
okay, and? That's how I look at it, too.
It's not really nothing that holds any weight. Like, that's not yours. That wasn't your section. You didn't buy it. You rented it. Like, and you have to think about it. These sections in Hollywood and stuff, they run X's amounts of dollars over a grand. You could take a grand and invest.
Instead of taking that grand and
spending it on bottles.
For real.
You get what I'm saying? Like, it's just, how do you feel?
About that, is it a lifestyle?
Mm-hmm.
It is absolutely a lifestyle because I even got caught up in it. Every weekend I was out doing something.
Right.
Like from 18 to 20, them 2 years, all my money went to circus.
Wow. Damn, circus?
That's and if you know what circus is, That's how y'all know Ray the Rosé. Because that's where I was at every Thursday. DJ Vision.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Off of Ivar. I know exact at that little Mediterranean freaking spot. Wow. And that was like with Circus. It wasn't really. It was sections, but it was real rare that people got sections at Circus.
Right, because we was 19, 20. Like, we weren't known yet.
It was an 18 through 21 club. Like, it was real. It was mostly the young, like 18, 19, 20s there. And you just turned up till you couldn't turn up no more.
Right.
For real. And when I got caught up in it, it wears you out. It really do. Because, mm-hmm. I mean, even though I'm 18, let's keep it real, guys. We all drunk. I was drinking.
Yeah.
At 18. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I was easy. I found me some liquor and stuff like that. So it's like, that's expenses that you got to buy. And it, whoo, man. It. I don't miss it, but I miss it. But it does, it consumes you a lot. It consumes your pockets. It consumes
your body.
Your energy, your body, your spirit, your everything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it just consumes everything. And you really think that you really somebody when you out there doing what you're doing.
And
you
they
really
get caught up. Anybody. They really get caught up, like, in that lifestyle. Like I said, social media nowadays play a big part. Because back then, social media wasn't, like, that big. Yeah, we take our one little picture, like, Circus tonight, click, get our likes, and go on in a party, you know? But now
you got to film the party.
You got to film everything. Like, it's about.
You
got
to put it on Snapchat. You got to put the bottle on Snapchat. You got to put the weed on Snapchat. You got to do everything.
It's about everything. Like, and honestly, I do it for the Snap, too. Like, when everybody I'm going does. Out, you know I'm doing it. I'm going out. But it's those people, it's like, damn, you going out again, like, and when again? You work, like, what, bruh, like,
what do you do for
is it like, are you partying? You're like, do you get paid for this? Like, not that it's any of my business, it's not, but it's like, I like to see people win. I like to see people elevating. What are you throwing your money out away for when you could be investing in that? Like,
investing it in yourself, yeah. In your family, and
granted, there are people who go out every weekend and probably do that, invest in themselves, invest in their weekends. Kudos to you, but we talking about the ones who don't.
That part.
Like I said, if the shoe not for you, don't put it on. Like, that part. Don't put it on.
Absolutely. I just really feel like I feel like anything can consume you and it can become a lifestyle, whether it's parties. Yeah, addictions in general. And partying can be an addiction because from personal experience, it's a rush. It's
yeah,
a high.
It makes you feel like,
it's
oof.
An adrenaline rush that you just... It's
and some
fun.
People really keep, as adults, they just ride that wave on in. Once we break that 20 into 21, and they just, woo! And then once we slide in our 30s, that's what I was talking about. You didn't party your 20s away. Now it's like, dang. When you see people of your own kind, you know, of your own kind, like people your age, 30, 31, 32, buying houses and things like that. And you just like, okay. You have, yeah, you starting a little bit later, and it becomes more challenging. Versus
Absolutely.
You being mindful and smart about the moves you're making as a young 20-year-old. Yes, you can go and live your life and have fun, but be making the moves for yourself to secure your future. Secure the bag. Secure the bag.
Secure the bag all 17. If you ain't securing the bag, nobody else is going to be securing it for you. You got to go out there and get it yourself.
For real.
Stop trying to secure the bag in parties and things like that. You got to get it within yourself.
Right.
All right? Now, this concludes this week's episode of The Perspective. Make sure you guys check us out on iTunes, YouTube, SoundCloud. Also, be sure to follow me, Raylee Nynez, with 1Z on the Instagram, Raylee Nynez with 2 Z's on Twitter, Raider Rose with 3 A's on the Snapchat. Destiny, please tell them where they can find you at.
You can find me on Instagram at Destiny Denise with 3 E's on the end and Destiny Denise with 2 E's on the end. Yes.
Alrighty, now this concludes this episode of The Perspective. Please, please, please thank you guys for the love and support that we've gotten this far, listening, supporting. Shouting us out on you guys' Instagrams and Snapchats. I see you. Thank
we love you
so much. Continue to support We Outie.
Thank you, LA. I love you, LA. I just want to...